Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
A key deadline is coming up to put questions on next year's ballot in Massachusetts. Organizers must submit more than 80,000 signatures to the Secretary of State by Wednesday. One controversial measure likely to move forward would make it a bit easier to find places to buy alcohol, but wouldn't go as far as some businesses want. WBUR's Callum Borchers explains.
Cumberland Farms and other convenience stores have long fought to lift limits on the number of alcohol licenses a single company can own in Massachusetts. Chains can currently sell adult beverages at just 9 of their locations, which helps explain why you can find beer and wine at some stores, but not others.
The best thing to do is just to take the caps off, period. Leave some local controls, but just allow the marketplace to work and determine who is serving the consumer the best.
That's John Hurst of the Retailers Association of Massachusetts. His group is concerned about a potential ballot question pushed by liquor stores that would gradually double the number of licenses a single company could own in Massachusetts to 18 instead of eliminating the cap altogether. And chains could only sell hard alcohol at 7 of their stores. Rob Mellion of the Massachusetts Package Stores Association says the state needs limits to protect small liquor stores from major chains.
They can't compete in that type of a marketplace where you've got these super companies that are discounting through cumulative quantity purchasing. No, you can't compete against that as a mom and pop.
Mellion says his group already has raised hundreds of thousands of dollars to support the ballot measure, but he expects strong opposition from big retailers. The proposed ballot measure also would change how the state calculates fines for violations, like selling to underage drinkers. Grocers and convenience stores would pay much heftier penalties if voters approve the referendum. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Callum Borchers.